All right, Bob Gardner, he is the events coordinator at the Hoosier Gym over in Knightstown. Bob, you've been a pretty busy guy this month with March Madness and, you know, the entire tournament being here in Indiana. And you guys are pretty popular to start out with, but the fact that a lot of people are visiting the Hoosier State, they want to go see the Hoosier Gym. How many visitors would you say you've seen at the gym over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, about 600, but I think the interesting part about those numbers is that we have been able to verify fans from at least 40-plus teams. Maybe some slipped in we didn't know about, but 40-plus teams out of the 64. And the even bigger deal is we now had 11 parents of players who are playing in the tournament here for a visit. I mean, that's been incredible.
Yeah, I was going to ask, so is it the actual teams, like the players and coaches coming over to visit? Is it just their fans and family, or is it a little mixture of everything?
It's fans and family. Unfortunately, they did not extend the bubble out to the Hoosier Gym. It would have been great to have this included in the bubble, but no, none of the teams have been in, although prior to the going into the bubble, we had some inquiries about visits, but none of them transpired.
Gotcha. I'm sure you get this asked a lot. What is it about the Hoosier Gym that brings people in? Is it just the movie Hoosiers that people have watched, or is it something else?
Well, I think number one, they come here for the movie Hoosiers. That's a given, and it's hard to believe that 35 years later that the Pizzo script and the movie have just become so famous. But when you look and walk in, I think there's a real true synergism between the building itself and the movie. And when you think about people leave here and the one most popular thing they talk about is their visit to the locker room. I mean, it's an old bank locker room from 1921, but they love that locker room.
And I'm sure you guys have for people that have not been to the Hoosier Gym, it is almost – or exactly, I should say, like every detail that you see in the movie, that gym is the way it was, right?
Yeah, the only changes here is that are not unnoticeable are heating and air conditioning, which wasn't back then, and obviously three-point lines to be able to play the amount of games we do here, and then you have to have digital scoreboards with 10 seconds on the clock. But other than that, when you walk in here, if you don't look at the scoreboards or the three-point line, you think you're standing in the movie.
And part of your job, Bob, you take these visitors, these guests, you take them on tours of the gym, you tell stories about the movie. What's the real reaction, or what's the top reaction you usually get from people seeing the gym for the first time?
Probably stepping in the door, and so many people are just speechless at, wow, I cannot believe it. This was the way it was in the movie. Then from on the tours, lifting the confusion out of state people from Milan, who had actually won a state championship, to Hickory, who was fictitious in the movie. And I think the little anecdotes, about the little boy shuffling his feet on Gene Hackman's socks and things like that our volunteers do such a great job of presenting the history not only of the gym but of the movie. And, you know, the whole goal here is no one leaves feeling less than they did when they came in, and I think our volunteers hit that 100% of the time.
We're talking with Bob Gardner. He's the events coordinator at the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown. Bob, when you have these visitors and these guests, you're taking them on tours, and you say, you know, they're speechless when they first walk in. But once you're taking them through the tour, are they saying stuff like, oh, I remember that scene, or oh, my gosh, you know, I can relate to this, or this was my favorite part? Are you hearing stuff like that?
We get that, but the most amazing part is the percentage of people that know line after line after line from the movie. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. I mean, when you have someone from Seattle, Washington, or Spokane, or Oklahoma City that comes in, is walking around and goes, yeah, my team's on the floor, that happened right there, or yeah, that's where shooter says, don't get caught watching the paint dry. Those are the things that really get a volunteer excited, because that means that they really do love the movie.
Bob, I want to shift gears a little bit, because not only are you the events coordinator at the Hoosier Gym, but you also wrote a book about the gym, about the movie. It's called Hoosiers 11 Life Lessons. What is the book about?
Well, I've been back 6 years, and I started when I first came back and volunteered. I was trying to understand the reason that 35 years later, people were still so excited to come here. And I boiled it down to Angelo Pizzo's script is just amazing. And in that script, people think of Hoosiers as a basketball movie, but it's well beyond that. And I understood that, and I started looking for specific lessons for life in the movie. And as I would have young groups come in, I would tell them, well, you know, there's 11 life lessons in the movie Hoosiers. If you learn them at your young age, you'll have the foundation for a great life. And if you follow them and make them part of your core values, you'll achieve it. And that was sort of the reason for writing it. Pizzo, again, it was easy for me to write because Pizzo had done such a brilliant job in the script. And his script created my opportunity to pull 11 lessons out of it.
Could you walk me through some of those life lessons that you've written about?
Yeah, I don't want to give away the whole book now.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, second chances and examples of second chances. Norm has second chances, and Buddy and Witt had second chances, and values and redemption. And I think redemption is probably my favorite, because when you think about it from the start of the movie to the end, Coach Dale was not received very well when he came to town. And throughout the movie, the Airborne's try to fire him. But in the end, he gets redemption when they win the state championship. And it's not just Norm that got Coach Dale that got redemption. The shooter was redeemed himself. So yeah. That is probably my favorite of the lessons.
And I've heard that sales for your book have been through the roof during March Madness.
Well, yeah, they've really improved, and I like the fact that I got an email this week that from a lady down in Louisville, Kentucky, and she said, "Well, you know, we bought your book, and it was so good, it's now been passed around to 10 family and friends." Those are the things that make you feel good, because they liked it enough that they passed it around.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. I can imagine. All right, Bob, let me ask you this. I feel like I have to ask you this. Obviously, you've seen the movie. You talk about the scenes and the filming. There's got to be a favorite scene or a favorite line that you have, right?
Wow. Man, now you're hanging me out to dry. Probably, when Coach Dale, down in the locker room, he gives them the weekend to decide if they want to be on the team or not. And he ended that by saying, "What I say is the law, absolutely and without discussion." And growing up as a young man who was a little bit mischievous, my father, when he would correct me, always ended it with, "without further discussion." So that's probably my favorite line in the movie. Although there are so many great ones that you couldn't list them all.
I love it. Bob, thank you so much for taking some time and talking with us about the success that you guys are having at the Hoosier Gym during March Madness.
Yeah, can I add one thing?
Absolutely.
Nine to five Monday through Saturday, noon to five on Sunday through the rest of the tournament. And those of you in Indianapolis and around who are not in a bubble, come on out. We'd love to see you.
9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. All right.
That's it.
I might have to come.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Bob. And I might have to take a visit out there here soon.
I'm going to look forward to seeing you, and go Hickory.
That's right. Bob Gardner, events coordinator at the Hoosier Gym. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.